on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Football in January.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Welcome to the Sportscast, January 5th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Or you can follow us on X at the Sportscast One, also on Instagram at the Sportscast One. That is the number one. And also check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. It is the final weekend of the NFL regular season, week 18. And join us all the way in the tundra, in the snow tundra, Ryan Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, we're 2024 has brought same amount of snow as 2023 has. Last couple months, there's nothing around here, so not much snow to talk about yet here at San Diego. It's kind of an odd start to our winter season, but can't complain.
Can't complain. We'll see what happens in the next few days or weeks. Let's first start off with the NFL. Ryan, Giannis versus Wemby. Last night, Giannis had 44 points and 14 rebounds, and Milwaukee overcame an electric performance by Wemby on his 20th birthday to beat the Spurs 125-121. Wemby had 27 points, and Kevin Vassell also had 34 points. Your thoughts over that matchup, which could be a rivalry in the few years?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a entertaining game. You know, I think you got two players that are kind of unicorns in the sense of freakishly athletic. You know, there's really Wemby will be amazing. You know, the Spurs still a team in transition in the sense of still putting together their future lineup. You know, obviously Wemby will be involved. I'm not sure, you know, who's going to be his running mates. You know, they're going to use some of these other pieces to put, you know, more, you know, better team around them, or, you know, kind of build their block there now. But obviously the Bucks are the standard. You know, Giannis is a standard unicorn in the sense of unstoppable, unguardable. You know, when the Bucks, you know, the like Bucks are coming off a game, you know, the night before where they, you know, they... They kind of got this budding rivalry with the Pacers, you know. So, yeah, that emotional game.
Midwest Derby.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the Spurs kind of were able to hit them at the right time, you know, making the game more competitive than it probably should have been. But, yeah, definitely two freakish athletes going after each other.
Let's go into the West Coast. Draymond Green is going to report to the Warriors facility, the Golden State Warriors, in the next coming up days. He's been suspended indefinitely because of the issues, altercations on the court. One was against the Phoenix Suns. I think he would have been out about 3 weeks to a month. Your thoughts on his return?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Draymond Green's a, you know, complicated person, yeah. On his good day, he brings something to you. On his worst day, he's kind of a distraction. So we'll see what he brings.
Which could be good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors need him. They're not playing well. I think there's a lot of discord in the locker room. Yeah, I just heard reports of Jonathan Kuminga is basically put on the Warriors. You know, doesn't think Steve Kerr is helping him out become the best player he can be. So, for the first time in a while, I feel like there's really the Warriors, you know, are kind of at a crossroads, you know, in the organization, see what's going to happen going forward.
Yeah, of course, that organization, that team, actually, that core is aging up a bit. So we'll see what happens with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, of course, Draymond Green, and of course, Kamavinga. But this team is aging, but they usually turn things on during the playoffs. But you have seen them go out early as well. Let's go to a Spanish European legend. Ricky Rubio has ended his NBA career, Ryan. He announced yesterday the Spanish guard agreed to a contract high out with the Cleveland Cavaliers, which will allow him to step away from the league after 12 seasons. Rubio cited his mental health as a reason for his decision. He might play in Europe still. What are your observations over this?
Yeah, definitely. Really, at his best, kind of another guy, you know, at his best, he was kind of a fun guy to watch. You know, I don't know if he ever really, we heard so much about him coming into the league. I don't know if he ever really fully lived up to his expectations, but he definitely had some good years, you know, with the Cavs and Timberwolves. But yeah, I think he's going to go back to Spain, finish out his, you know, playing career, you know, where he's much more relaxed and can be closer to his family and friends.
Also, another person that is retiring, Goran Dragic. He played for the Heat and also for Chicago. He will be having his final game in August when he plays with Slovenia. But very sad to see my one of the best foreign players that played for the Heat.
Yeah, I guess my only sadness is that he never got to play in the NBA with Luka, you know, the two greatest Slovenian basketball players, you know, never really worked out for that. Yeah, I mean, people like Goran Dragic paved the way for Luka Doncic, you know, and so it's sad for him, but, you know, they never got to play, but definitely a stellar NBA career and well-deserved.
Before we go into NFL, we got to mention this. It's probably an old story by a week or two. Mark Cuban is selling your Dallas Mavericks to the Addison family, who are from Nevada. This was a surprise for me. Ryan, did you see that coming?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, usually you hear rumors that, you know, he's looking to sell. Obviously, Mark Cuban's still a forefront. He's still going to be the face of the organization. You know,
he'll be the GM, right, once he gives it over or something?
He's gonna make the ultimate. He's going to be like a president in the sense of he's not going to make the day-to-day operations, you know, but he'll make big personnel decisions. You know, I think this is basically, you know, not saying Mark Cuban's stuck on cash. No, not saying that. But in the present NBA, you need as much cash influence as possible, and this is just, you know, getting people who have lots of cash to, you know, to spend on an organization, you know, letting them do that.
Which the Mavericks are selling that team for $6 billion, Ryan. That's pretty up there with the Broncos and the Commanders.
Yeah, it's just I think they're just going to hear some big numbers when organizations sell this day. So he's
quite surprising. He's an NBA guy. He likes, I mean, he goes to majority of the home games. He sits up front. He's a very personal, but hey, maybe he had enough and he saw a deal on the rise. And congratulations for the Mavericks. Hopefully it'll be a positive thing. And they might move the team to Las Vegas, possibly, right?
I heard rumors, but I think as long as Mark, I think there had been something in the organization that it has to stay in Dallas or so. And obviously they have to, because they have a lease with the city of Dallas with the arena. But, well, you know, I don't
you
know.
You got to have a team there.
Yeah. Will there be a team eventually in Las Vegas? Absolutely. I mean, everything's
owned by
there.
LeBron.
Hey, well, you know, we got hockey there as the first one, you know, football. Obviously,
which won the Stanley Cup last season.
And then, you know, you have the A's moving there eventually, Oakland Athletics. So I think basketball is really the last big sport to move there.
We'll see what happens. LeBron James has expressed interest to own a team in the NBA, and obviously he's more stronger interest in the team in Las Vegas over Seattle. Seattle's still not been talked about. They just got a hockey team a few years back with the Kraken, but Seattle's definitely that missing piece. But, hey, maybe Portland is enough up in the Pacific Northwest.
Seattle. next expansion game, they just build an arena where the Kraken play. So that's going to happen.
It's all in place already. Also, Las Vegas. They have a team. They got a stadium in place.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Anyways, Ryan, week 18, are you ready to the parody in the NFL? Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we want, important games in week 18. So we got a fair amount. I think the NFL was probably like maybe a game or two more of importance, but a vast majority of these games have some sort of impact, you know, going forward.
All right, let's start this Saturday. The Steelers have beaten the Ravens three straight times, Ryan, in Baltimore, winning by a total of 10 points. The last time the Ravens won at home against Pittsburgh was 2019. And when the Ravens had already wrapped up a number one seed in the AFC and rested quarterback Lamar Jackson, he'll be doing the same thing this weekend. Who's going to take this one? And Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, I think, you know, the Ravens are basically, they're lock number one up. There's not much to play for. Steelers need this game. They need some help to get into the playoffs. But they got to control the control and they'll get a victory. You know, Mason Rudolph is playing well for them right now. So they'll continue with that hot hand, and I think they'll beat the Ravens. The more, you know, obviously they beat them earlier, but I think they'll beat them more or less because I don't think the Ravens will be very interested in this game.
Fourth time in a row, if that happens, Ryan. Let's go to Indianapolis. The stakes in this year's game between these teams could not be more different from those in last season's finale. The number one overall pick in the draft was on the line in week 18 in the 22 season. Ryan remembers this, with the Colts losing and knocking Houston into number two choice, which got them to the CJ Stroud, I believe. This season, the winner of this game goes to the playoffs, and Wally accelerates his rebuilding effort ahead of 2024. Houston at Indianapolis. Who you got, Ryan?
Yeah, this is a tough one. This is a toss-up, important game.
Flip that coin, Ryan. Flip that coin.
I'm going to flip it for the Texans. I really like this team. I really like this organization. I think they're way ahead of schedule. They're definitely not fully developed in the sense of they've still got pieces, but the Colts are another fun story. Gardner Minshew continues to, you know, be a backup quarterback playing starting quarterback in the NFL, meaning that he has really good some days and really bad the other days. So I'm going to think that he's going to have a bad day tomorrow night, and CJ Stroud will lead the Texans to victory.
The Cincinnati Bengals are looking to avoid going winless in divisional play for the fourth time in franchise history, Ryan. The game will also feature a familiar face in Browns quarterback Jeff Driscoll, who will start in place of Joe Flacco and is the fifth quarterback to start a game this season for Cleveland. Driscoll was with the Bengals early in his career. He started five games for Cincinnati in 2018 and was in training camp for the Bengals in 2019. Coach Zach Taylor's first season. Who you got, Browns at the Bengals?
Another game where it doesn't mean anything for the Browns. But Jeff Driscoll's game start. I think, you know, the Bengals need it, and I think they'll get the victory.
Meaningless game. That's what they say. These two rivals, Ryan, will meet for the second time in 3 weeks, with the Lions clinching the division title for the first time since 1993 in their last meeting at Minnesota on December 24th, Christmas Eve. Detroit has a chance to secure a 12-win season just for the second time in franchise history. Second time, Ryan, while the Vikings are holding on to slim chances of reaching the playoffs with a number of scenarios potentially playing in their favor. But they have to win first. So both teams are still playing for something in Week 18, Minnesota at Detroit. Who you got?
Detroit wants to win this because they really want that 12th victory. Minnesota really needs this to obviously control what they control. I really just like the Lions. I really love what they're doing. I think the Vikings were a nice story for a while, but the injuries and kind of cut up to them. I think the Lions get this victory.
Will we see a topless Kirk Cousins?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Probably not very much from Kirk Cousins. I'm not sure where he is right now.
The Jaguars are seeking their first 10-win season since 2017. If quarterback Trevor Lawrence plays, he needs 264 passing yards to become the first Jaguar quarterback with multiple 4,000-yard seasons. The Titans are 1-10, Ryan, in December and January games the past two seasons, the worst winning percentage and most losses in the NFL in that span. We got Jaguars at Tennessee Titans.
This is easy. Jaguars on the screen. They need it. They're not going to lose their title.
Is this a layup?
It's a layup as long as they keep come out ready to play. If it's not, then it could be a closer game. But I just don't see the Jaguars losing.
Ready to play, Coach. The Saints need a win, Ryan, and a Buccaneers loss to win the NFC South. But that might have to happen without running back Alvin Kamara. Kamara left Sunday's win against the Buccaneers with an ankle sprain and missed the first two practices of the week, leaving his status in doubt for a must-win game. Kendrick Miller and Jamal Williams will be the next man up if Kamara can't play. The Atlanta will still have playoff hopes but have lost three of their past four games, including a 20-point loss to the Bears last week and a 9-7 loss to the two-win Panthers in Week 16. Atlanta at New Orleans. Who you got? Pivotal game.
These are two mediocre teams. The best. Atlanta's got some dysfunction. They've never really hit their stride this year. They're probably going to fire Arthur Smith on Monday. I'm going to go with the Saints to win the game.
The Saints are marching in. Okay, Ryan, this next game is pretty simple. Tampa Bay can win the NFC South and secure a home game in the first round of the playoffs with a victory. The Buccaneers are facing Carolina, the Panthers team, that gave them fits in Tampa in a 21-18 victory in Week 13. Expect a similar game on Sunday with a slight edge to the Bucs, who ranked 19th in scoring and should outproduce a Carolina offense ranked 31st and coming off its first shutout loss since 2002. Carolina beat Tampa Bay this year in Tampa. This time, Buccaneers visit Carolina. David Tepper, pay that fine. What's going to happen in Carolina?
Buccaneers win this game. No, it's all done.
Is this a layup?
Only if they don't come focused. Same thing as the other one.
Baker Mayfield is playing, confirmed about a couple minutes ago. Could this be Bill Belichick's final game as a Patriots coach? A snow game is a possibility. And with Jets quarterback Zach Wilson not having cleared concussion protocol, it will be a quarterback battle. Trevor Siemian versus Bailey Zappi. Siemian is 78 of 133 for 654 yards with a 2 touchdown passes and 4 interceptions on the season, while Zappi is 115 of 182 for a 1,184 yards with 6 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Jets at Patriots. Will this be Bill's last hurrah?
Yes, it will. And yes, they'll get the victory for him. This is your project of all last week of the regular season meaning the football game, but only meaningless. The only meaning is that Bill Belichick will go out a winner.
Will he be get rid of on Black Monday or that same day?
I think they'll announce something either right after. I think it's kind of, from what I heard, it's just already kind of been known. I don't think it's a firing. I think it's just mutually people ready to move on.
The Patriots way will be a couple of days later. That's my guess. That's my say. All right. Aaron Jones could do something that no Packers player has ever done, Ryan. Rush for 120 or more yards in 3 straight games after Green Bay had not had a 100-yard rusher all season. Jones went for 127 against Carolina and 120 against the Vikings in his first 2 games back from a knee injury. However, the Bears have the NFL's number one rushing defense in terms of fewest yards allowed per game. Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers. Who you got?
Bears have been playing well, you know, towards the end of the season. Packers getting into this game. This is what you look for in these games is who has something to play for. I think the Bears would love to, you know, knock their rival out, but I think the Packers just have just more motivation to win this game.
Number one draft pick for 2024. The Eagles, who set a franchise record last season with 70 sacks, have just 11 in their past 7 games. They had just had 1-2 weeks against the Giants, who have allowed on NFL high 83 sacks, 20 more than any other team, so something has to give. Eagles at the Giants. Who you got?
Just another thing. I think Eagles get this.
They need this. They lost against the Cardinals last week, by the way.
They are bad. They need this, obviously, for their division to win the division, but they just need it for themselves to feel good about themselves, and the Giants are that type of team to play against.
Timing. That's what they said last night at the show. Jersey Boys momentum. Washington quarterback Ryan Sam Howell built momentum for this season with a strong season finale showing in a win versus Cowboys in 2022. But doing it for a second consecutive year will be difficult. He has thrown 10 interceptions and 3 touchdown passes in the past 6 games. Washington's pass protection has been good lately. Howell has been sacked only 3 times in the past 3 games. However, Cowboys sacked him 4 times in their previous meeting. Mekhi Parsons has 1.5 sacks in that game and has 13 for that season. He has 5 sacks in 5 career games versus Washington. Cowboys at Commanders. Who you got?
All right, Cowboys need this. Cowboys win. No, done.
Okay, this is another meaningless game.
I can give you reasons why in these games, but your biggest reason when you look at games like this in last week's season, who's got something to play for? Cowboys do. Ron Rivera's already basically said he's going to be fired, so.
Basically, he said better be future head coach for the Commanders.
I don't know. We'll see.
Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray has been playing his best football this season as of late, including a nearly perfect second half last week in Philadelphia. He will take his best performance of the season into this weekend when he faces a Seahawks team that has lost 5 of its past 7. Seattle has allowed just 1 300-yard passer since Week 10, so while Murray might not be able to hit the mark this week, he can still affect the game in other ways. Seahawks at Cardinals in Glendale. Who you have?
I look for motivation, but I'm going to back what I just said, and I think the Cardinals have been laying it out and have been playing hard. I think the Seahawks reach their limit, and I'm going to say the Cardinals come up with a big upset and win this game.
I got a feeling, too. These both teams have wrapped up playoff spots, Ryan, meaning this game with the Niners cemented as the NFC's top seed and the Rams able to do no better than number 6. In other words, neither team has much to play for here, which means neither starting quarterback will play, and it's unlikely the main starters for both teams will play at all 4th quarters. San Francisco has won 12 straight games after the NFC West opponents tied for the franchise longest streak since 1970 merger, but the Niners will gladly trade that streak for better health coming playoff time. The Rams are in a similar state of mind, even without a streak to extend. They got Carson Wentz playing for the Rams. The Niners have Sam Darnold. Who do you have? Rams at 49ers.
I mean, this is a glorified preseason game, basically. So,
nothing changes.
I think the Rams, they just kind of play more of the chip on their shoulder. So, I'm going to go with them.
Carson Wentz, baby! The Chargers have lost 7 of their past 9 games to Kansas City, including Week 7 game this season when Patrick Mahomes completed 20 of 23 passes for 321 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half, but the Chiefs are resting Mahomes and other starters Sunday. So Chargers interim coach Giff Smith will have a better shot at securing his first win and the Chargers' first over the Chiefs in 2021. Who do you have? Chiefs at Chargers at the beautiful SoFi Stadium.
I think the Chargers get this victory. I think they've been playing hard lately. They haven't got a victory. And Best gets his, closes out his internship. It's for the big win.
For 2 years straight now, Jared Stidham has unseated a franchise quarterback with 2 games to go in the regular season. Last season, it was Raiders and Derek Carr. This year, it's the Broncos and Russell Wilson, who stayed with Denver and, as a captain, swallowed his pride and went to the midfield for last week's opening coin toss. We're excited to see Stidham, said Raiders interim coach Antonio Pierce. We wanted to see him up close and personal. Who do you have? Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, I think the Broncos get this victory. I think it's important for them to finish the season above 500. I know this game doesn't mean anything. But I think there's a lot, when you start 1-6 and you have a chance to finish above 500, you go and you do it.
And will Russell end up with Denver next season?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Not playing him. I think this is why I think you see him playing with a lot of, you know, showing up with pride or humility, is because, you know, he knows he's not going to stay there. And I think he always wants to put on a good face. So that's what you're going to feel. You see him, you know, acting like a good teammate out
there. There you go. Ryan says his 2 cents on Russell Wilson. The game of the weekend isn't for the Bills over the Dolphins. The Dolphins don't expect cornerback Xavier Howard to play Sunday against the Bills, but defensive coordinator Vic Fangio wouldn't reveal whether he would have Pro Bowl Jalen Ramsey, shadow Bills Stephon Diggs, who torched Miami for 120 yards and 3 touchdowns in Week 4, or may have match up with multiple receivers. Considering Eli Apple struggles against Baltimore Week 17, where's Ramsey lines up with something to watch? Fangio also called Josh Allen, John Elway in steroids. Bills, they need to win. They win, they're in. If they lose, they might miss out the playoffs. Dolphins, if they win the AFC East. Who takes the pie, Ryan?
This is huge. This is what everybody's talking about. It might not go to Santiago. By the time kickoff happens Sunday night, the Bills will know if they need the winner. And I've never seen anything like this where you could go from the 2 seed to not making the playoffs. And it's crazy. There's a lot on the line. The Bills kind of own the Dolphins for pretty much as long as the game isn't played in 100-degree heat, which I doubt will be 100. Yeah, so I'm going to say the Bills. I think it'll be a close game. I think the Bills, the desire to actually make the playoffs, they'll win this game.
I do say Bills will win. I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, so we'll see what happens. Two more questions, Ryan. Washington versus Michigan for the national championship, the Natty, according to Tyler Turner.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good game, but I think Washington pulls us out. I think Michael Penix is playing at the top of his game. So
his draft stock has gone up. And finally, the most important question of the show, what goes best with whipped cream, hot chocolate, waffles, pie, or ice cream?
Well, I got a waffle yesterday with no whipped cream, and it was lacking in dryness. I'm going to say a waffle.
A waffle. There you go. Ryan, what's the best to reach you online to talk to you about, hey, maybe the Dolphins do have a chance against the Buffalo?
Mad Dog Report on Twitter is probably the best sport. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great weekend of football. Love, we have playoffs, games, implications, national championship. So much going on in Santiago.
There you go. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. And this is Football in January. Ryan, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Sandra. God bless everybody.